You feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling good? You ready? Hi, I'm Ross.
And I'm Sean.
And we're two duds who love watching
and talking about
movies. On this podcast, we're chatting about the 1984 film.
We were 6 years old.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. We've been watching movies together since we were 10 years old in Sean's boiler room.
That's my boiler room.
And now 36 years later, we're back in the boiler room.
It's so hot in here.
In this podcast, we're going to mispronounce words.
Forget people's names.
And most importantly, have fun. This is just another review podcast. Bye-bye.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast.
It is.
We pick a show.
Oh, we can talk during this?
You can.
Now listen to the start of our show.
Which is now.
It is now.
Cheers. I'm drinking Guinness because it's re-recording on St. Patrick's Day.
Cheers it. Oh, that's why. So Russ brings me a Guinness. Oh,
come on now.
Oh, shit.
Every time Sean swears, he puts coins in a jar and then donates them to a charity.
Russ brought me a Guinness on St. Patrick's Patty's
it's
Day.
Very obvious.
Patties or Patty's?
Patty's. St. Patty's Day.
D.
Patty.
T.
Like, hey, Patty.
Like beef patty.
Like SNL Pat.
Okay.
Sketch.
Russ brought me a beer. It was Guinness. I'm not a fan of Guinness, and I thought I was being nice, and I said, oh, you know, I won't waste this Guinness, and you can just drink it, and I'll drink this cider I have, and then one minute ago, I clued in that it was St. Patrick's Day, and I probably would have just
had the Guinness. That's why I brought it.
I'm so sorry.
St. Patty's Day podcast.
Well, fuck me.
Oh, well, that's an offer to everyone listening that Sean's willing to have.
Only my wife.
Sex. Oh, is she a listener?
Sometimes. You know, she listens to, she's on the hype of the,
Tell me.
What are they? Not murder mysteries, but like unsolved murder crimes and shit like that. Yeah.
Like documentaries on the Netflix?
Like no, real podcasts. Life? That's her podcast. These two women that dissect old murder mysteries.
I think Leah listens to the same.
Probably. Thing. It seems to, supposedly it's trending across.
It's trending up.
Housewives. Not housewives.
Housewives.
We do not have housewives.
I think women enjoy murder podcasts.
Yeah.
I watched a sketch once. Where
do you think it's because they fantasize about murdering us?
Or I mean, usually in the podcast, it is women getting murdered. So do they fantasize about getting murdered themselves?
I don't know. I think it's about them. Like thinking like ways they can get away with murdering us, and they're trying to
I guess so. But and then one day it's just going to be
where's Russ?
Statistically, it's the husband that does the murder.
Where's Russ?
But maybe it's a little bit of a gender
why are you being
flip.
So old fashioned,
dude? Listen to these podcasts. I'm not. I'm just saying facts. I'm not saying anything else than facts. So we're actually.
We're at my house.
Recording this at Sean's house.
And I've got three pets. And
three just, pets? I only see two.
Well, I know.
Where's the other one?
The elder cat kind of plays shy around strange.
Where's the old pussy cat?
The old pussy's somewhere here. But the young pussy's
give me your pussy.
Crawling around all the equipment here, checking shit out.
Checking everything out. And your dog, Finnegan, is by me because I'm the real. Because
you are his new best friend.
I'm the real master.
Here. You're the real deal. You are the alpha male here.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I didn't. I don't have cable, and I'm not paying
like everybody else.
CTV $10 for one night.
Oh, is that what they offer that?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you'd have to pay a subscription, which is $10 a month. So I would have had to pay a month subscription.
You couldn't get like 1 month free and then watch the Oscars and then cancel?
I don't know. I don't think they offered that.
Isn't that what people do? They subscribe to a streaming service and they watch everything and then they cancel before the month's off?
Yeah, I've heard people do that.
I've heard people do that.
I think Netflix is cracking down on that stuff now.
You can't share your login.
Anyway, so no, I didn't watch it, but I kind of Googled the winners at the end of the night. And we were talking about it.
Emma Stone.
What am I supposed to hit?
I don't know. I thought you might hit surprise, surprise again.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise!
Not really a surprise.
That's
really loud. I'm sorry for anybody that...
It was a little bit neck and neck, but I think the thought was that Lily Gladstone would win.
Right.
She was winning, I think, the majority of the awards leading up to the Oscars. But Emma Stone had got a few, and I think she got a BAFTA, which usually is a precursor to winning the Oscars.
That's the British Actors and Film TV Awards.
Oh, way to take that acronym and just really stretch it out.
Shit.
What do you got? It was a good telecast. I watched it after the fact. I recorded it on my PVR because I have cable. And then I got to fast forward the commercials and most of the speeches.
You know what I did watch?
The Twins part with Danny DeVito.
Well, I saw that clip. But the This Is Ken performance. Yeah,
that was great.
Amazing.
That was amazing.
Amazing.
I think I've watched it now 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I watched it a few times too.
I kind of got emotional one time I was watching it. I'm like, oh, this is just so good. I'm really? Just so happy for all these people.
Oh, I just thought he just, who knows, you know,
what?
Behind it. He just seems like a very humble, down-to-earth Hollywood
Canadian,
good old Canadian boy. Him and Michael
Canadian
J.
board.
Him and Michael J. Fox making us proud. And Ryan Reynolds too, right?
For sure. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure there's a lot. I could go on.
You could go on, but you won't.
I could go on, but I won't. Because we're here to talk about Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you have nightmares?
I do.
Do you?
I can't remember the last time I actually had a nightmare.
I will have nightmares that I don't remember it necessarily, but I do remember, I do often wake up very stressed out and having to tell myself, no, that was just a nightmare. That wasn't real. And then there's about 10 seconds of me negotiating with myself, half awake, half asleep. And then I realize it was just a nightmare, and then I calm myself down, and I've forgotten it, whatever happened in my dream 5 seconds later. Mm. But it is a fun concept for a movie.
It is smart. I haven't had it in a while, but I had a reoccurring nightmare.
That you lost your teeth.
I lost my teeth. That I lost my virginity to your mom. And
and she put it in your mouth and you lost your teeth while
losing your virginity. No, like I would be sort of awake and lying wherever I'm sleeping at the time. So if I'm in my bed, my nightmare is that I'm lying awake in bed. If I fell asleep on the couch, my nightmare is that I'm lying awake on the couch. Like, I'm lying awake where I am at the time.
So it feels real.
Feels totally real. I'm not quite sure if I'm dreaming or not at the time. And then, you know, and then just...
Then you're doing a quiz show?
Yeah, just this huge sense of quizness comes over me. No, just like... evil intention and anxiety, and I just feel so uncomfortable, just like evil's coming over me, and
being possessed.
Yeah, and I try and scream to wake myself up, but I can't. And then I kind of finally get something out, and I normally end up waking myself up. But the shitty part about that is that I wake up where I was just having the nightmare.
Right. So you're like, am I still dreaming?
Exactly. So I go through a bit of this process, like, shit, am I still dreaming? So it takes me a minute to kind of collect myself.
Where is this? Is this like Christian guilt? Where is this coming from?
I have no idea. Yeah, Christian guilt, definitely.
Because you went to church?
Yeah.
And they told you if you do certain things, you're going to go to hell, and that Satan is...
Satan, you swear, watching. You go to hell,
right? You swear a lot.
Wrong. What else? If you masturbate.
Really? They told you that in church?
If you masturbate, you go to hell.
What?
If you walk your dog the wrong way, you go to hell.
I don't know. You let your dog feces on someone else's house. That's not a Christian thing. That's
if
just
you
a
drink Guinness, social, you go to hell.
Social norm. I don't. So
how are you doing on this?
I love Guinness.
Well, I meant like, you know, the scorecard for whether you're going to heaven or hell.
On the scorecard that you just listed off right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to hell, man. going to hell.
That's correct.
Let's go. Yes,
that's correct.
You have like hell music? Like what?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Hi, Satan. You know.
Hi, Russ.
So I'm really looking forward to visiting you in hell. Just getting my bags packed. Anything I should prepare for?
Just wear your shorts.
Oh, it's pretty warm.
Wear shorts. Maybe bring a hat, some sunscreen. Some sunscreen.
Can you get sunburnt by flames?
I think so.
Without an actual sun.
But they radiate light. I imagine if you stay close enough to it, you die.
You just you just get so hot.
Hey, if you stay close enough to fire, you die.
Your blood boils.
You die.
You die. Well, no one wants to go to hell. Neither do we, if it even
Freddy
existed.
Does, though.
You know who's from hell?
I'm God.
Freddy.
This is God.
I'm your God now.
I'm your DJ now, Princey.
Do you know that? Will Smith Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah, I thought you were going to maybe play that. Or
I can't believe that there's a nightmare.
How much can we play this?
High Street.
I think that's about
10 seconds.
Yeah, maybe that's about it before
Copyright
person
comes
takes us down.
Yeah, so Will Smith had nightmares too.
Oh no. See,
yeah,
I probably
Chris Rock talking about his wife.
I never had seen this. If I had seen this movie in the past, I forget. It's possible I've seen this movie in the past.
I don't think so. You're not a horror guy.
I'm not a big horror guy, especially when I was young.
Yeah.
But you know what I have done is listen to that Will Smith song many times. So every time.
That's safe.
Every time that, like, what would you call those chords came on?
Fresh Prince is safe.
Boom, boom. Like, I would think.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's what I would think of. I wouldn't think of the movie. I wouldn't think of the soundtrack to the Nightmare on Elm Street. I would think of the Will Smith song.
That was real. That was a wow. Cider.
Good for you.
Happy St. Patrick's
Ward's
Day.
Ward's Apple Cider, brought to you by the Okanagan, where we grow apples.
So this is Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. We were 6 years old. This is Wes Craven's
masterpiece?
Introduction.
Introduction into horror?
Horror. I don't think so. He did The Thing before this, didn't he?
That's not Wes Craven.
Oh, that's not Wes Craven.
That's
John Carp.
Thank you.
John
Carpenter.
I don't know how to talk. Right.
Yeah.
No, that was John Carpenter. Correct. Right. I get those two screwed up sometimes.
Sometimes. One does really good films, and the other one does cheese films. Does Wes Craven, have you ever watched a Wes Craven movie and go, good film.
This is good.
This is a. I mean,
he did a movie with Meryl Streep about music. Oh. It was not a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
That's all I can tell you.
Keep talking.
It was a Meryl Streep movie about she was a music teacher.
And she was nominated for an Academy Award, like she is every year.
Yeah, she was probably nominated for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no shade on Wes Craven. He makes films that people love, but I don't think he makes.
I don't think he's out there to make Oscar-winning movies. I think he's just not acknowledged. He's a horror movie director. He's there to share his nightmares, right?
Yeah. I'm here to share my nightmares.
These are my nightmares. You could like it or move on. So in 1984, we were 6 years old. This is our introduction to Fred Krueger, right? This is the first tale of the saga of Fred Krueger.
It becomes a film franchise.
Like franchise. And they pumped out number two a year right after this one. I see you've got them written down here. Nightmare on Elm Street 3 was then 2 years after that. Nightmare on Elm Street 4, 88. Nightmare on Elm Street 5, 89. So let's look at that. We had four Nightmare on Elm Streets from 1984 to 1985. Sorry, almost one a year then.
He was a busy boy.
Holy cow. The only year they missed out was 1986. And you know why?
Why? What happened in 1986?
Expo.
Oh, he's like, I got to go to Vancouver to watch that Expo.
I ain't making no fucking movie.
Have you seen Rainbow Wars?
Hey.
Was that what the movie was called? Rainbow Wars?
Rainbow Wars.
Were they like, it was just.
Oh, Color Wars.
Color Wars.
Yeah. I remember that.
He did The Last House on the Left, which I assume sounds kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Then he did The Hills Have Eyes.
Ooh.
So he did Swamp Thing.
Ooh.
Swamp Thing. The Hills Have Eyes Part 2. He did a movie called Invitation to Hell. Have you ever received an invitation to hell?
No.
Check your mail.
Mm.
So this one was directed and written by horror mastermind.
Wes Craven.
It stars Heather Langenkamp.
Has she done anything other than Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
And she has done one or two.
She was in Growing Pains.
She was
Growing
Pains. I think she did a couple of, like, what's the one with Sean Penn in there in high school? Ridgemont High, or is that?
I don't think she's in that one.
I think she is, but she's not in she may not have like a
speaking role.
But she's in a couple of those films during the time that have notoriety or were popular at the time. But yeah, I don't know if she really made a name for herself other than Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right. She's a fabulous actress. Fabulous. Robert Englund plays Fred Krueger. Englund.
Who I think is also known only for his, although he did a lot of acting prior to Nightmare on Elm Street.
And then after that, that's all he did, right?
That's all. You know, hey, if the money's good, why fight it?
Maybe he took royalties for, you know, part of the gig, right?
Oh, sure. Every time they do a Freddy doll, he gets a little piece, you think?
I don't know.
You think, how many movies Robert Englund's got like a little island somewhere where
he takes little children. Russ was like, don't go there, Sean.
Well, I would like to get into it, and maybe we'll just... I would like to go into the idea of, like, what is the lore of Freddy? Since I've only really seen this movie, and I think my knowledge of the lore of Freddy is greater than what this movie actually
can provide
to us.
Right.
Like, so I think they're, like, maybe even Wes hadn't really thought about everything. But they hint at the idea that... he was killed after getting off
He was killing 20 kids. Child murderer.
He killed 20 kids. He got off.
On a technicality.
Then he was murdered by all we know.
Parents of Elm Street.
Did they say that, or did they just say that Nancy's mom goes, but I killed him. But she never says the parents of Elm Street, does she?
Sure. She says we all band together and chased him and found him in his boiler room and we set gasoline.
And I don't remember.
Set him on fire.
Just remember her saying, and then we killed him. And then I killed him. And like almost like she was taking order. Because there's never a point where Nancy's mom talks to anybody else about it. Like, hey, remember when we killed that Freddy guy? He's the one that's stalking our kids. Like,
yeah, there's a bit of a look between the parents, but that was about it.
Right, yeah. Like the dad doesn't say anything about Fred Krueger.
No, he won't even admit it that they did it.
Right. It seems like it's
I think not he does really in number three, or maybe four.
Out. He's in number two and three.
They come back, man.
They go out, they come back.
And it's fun when Freddy kills them.
Jason Saxon plays the dad,
Nancy's dad,
Lieutenant Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a well-known actor.
Oscar nominated Roni Blakely.
Yeah.
She was what?
Yeah. So the woman, the actor who played Nancy's mom,
the wannabe Virginia Madsen.
Oh, who's Virginia Madsen?
Russ, okay. The joke isn't funny if you don't know who I'm talking about.
Didn't boom. Put up.
Oh. He made me do that.
Roni Blakely played Marge Thompson, Nancy's mom.
I don't think she moves her upper lip
Didn't think she did a really good job in this film either.
No, for her Academy Award nominated actress.
She was in Robert Altman's Nashville in 1975 and was nominated for an Academy Award.
You know who another Academy nominated actor is in this film?
Okay, wait. Heather Langenkamp is Nancy. Robert Englund is Fred Krueger. Jason Saxon, I mean, he was probably nominated. Wait a second. Is it the introduction of Johnny Depp?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. What was his
first movie, eh?
First movie, eh? Well, you know who else had a first movie in a Freddy series? Patricia Arquette.
Oh, nice.
Was introduced in Nightmare 3.
Not the Dream Wars. Yeah, the Dream Wars. Nope. Yes, it is. Yeah. The Dream Wars. Looking at your notes.
Dream Wars.
You've got the notes.
I've got the notes.
Who's got the notes?
Was Jamie Lee Curtis introduced in Halloween? Filmed by John Carpenter?
Maybe.
Anyone else?
Corey Feldman.
Uh-oh.
Introduced in Friday the 13th.
What?
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, is that the Jason one?
Yeah.
So Michael Myers, Jason, and Freddy, those are the horror guys, right?
Right.
Am I missing anybody?
I don't know. What's Leatherface?
Oh, what's he from?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Pinhead.
What's he from?
Hellraiser.
Okay. Do they all get together and have a party? Is there a movie where they all, like there's Jason and
Cabin
Freddy.
In the Woods. Yeah.
Are they all in Cabin in the Woods?
I think there's hint. Well... there's a guy that looks like Pinhead. No, I don't think they could put Fred Krueger.
Do you know who's in Cabin in the Woods?
Four.
A young Chris Hemsworth. No, I don't think he was introduced. Imagine if Chris Hemsworth
was introduced in Cabin in the Woods. Oh, man. We're on a roll.
Well, we would have been.
We're on a roll.
We could have ended the podcast and retired. and like lived off the royalties on an island with children.
Totally. So Johnny Depp's first movie, he's 20 years old. Eh? He's
20 years old. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think, because you like to look at movies and go, did they do the kids right? Like, do these kids? And they acted like, they look like kids.
I feel like I'm 20 years old. She says that at one point, I look like I'm 20 years old.
And guess how old she was?
She was probably 20 years old. Actually, when she filmed it.
Amanda Wise.
Wiz.
As Christina, come get some ham. Her age is unknown online.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And good for her. She doesn't have to tell us that. We don't need to know her age.
It's most women tell you it's none of your business.
None of our business. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then the actor playing Rod was also 20. So there was a lot of 20-year-olds playing 16-year-olds, would you say?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I used to be terrified of Fred Krueger.
I thought you were going to say, I used to be 16.
I did. At one point.
Yeah.
You
used to be terrified.
Like, I'd never even seen any of the Nightmare on Elm Street, and he was like my boogeyman growing up, Fred Krueger. I was just terrified. I don't think until I was a teenager did I even attempt to watch one of these movies, and then I finally did. I'm like, oh man, these are so campy. Why was I so scared? But
he was scary
too. He was scary because I think
was just, it the burnt face?
Yeah, it was just imagery of him. You know, we would obviously, you know, movie trailers made it seem a lot scarier than the movie probably actually was. So I'm sure on TV I saw the movie trailer or something like that.
Yeah, no way.
And they had that show, yeah, like Freddy's Nightmares or The Real Nightmares, something like that.
Right.
So I got a taste of it there, or at least saw images of that on TV. And I remember one night I left the lights on downstairs.
That's an invitation for Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, and my dad was like, go downstairs and turn off the lights. And I absolutely would not, because I was terrified of Freddy. And he got so mad, so mad that I wouldn't go down. I think I got no TV privileges for like 2 weeks.
Because you wouldn't go. Because your fear.
Yeah, because I was a scared little kid and I wouldn't go downstairs and turn off the lights.
My youngest also won't go into certain places of the house because her imagination is so probably similar to yours, where she's just imagining maybe.
Oh, my youngest won't go upstairs in the middle of the day and use the bathroom. We have to, like, it's okay. Like,
so is that laziness,
take the dog
or
with
fear?
You. No fear. I don't know what it is. Her sister pokes her though and tells her, look out for the monsters. I think I've done it myself too.
Yeah. So you created the fear.
Well, I didn't create it, but
unlike your dad, you're not getting mad at them, though.
No,
you're
not
punishing.
I'm laughing almost.
Oh, so you're encouraging it?
Well, not encouraging.
I guess we'll get to see.
Which I just understand how innocent and silly it is. So you got to laugh at it.
You got to laugh. If you don't laugh, you die.
You want to get into this?
Sure. Nancy and Keener, are the best of friends.
Super best.
They love slumber parties, ghetto blaster hijinks, and boys.
And getting naked.
They share everything.
Even naked.
Home Even Alone. Tina is joined by her BFF and special lad friends, Rod and Glenn.
One of those is Johnny.
After some very loud earthquake sex with Rod, Tina has a very scary dream that leaves her slashed, upside down, smashed, and bleeding on the bedroom floor.
Tina!
Fearful that he will be blamed for her death, Rod jumps out the window, only to be arrested the next day by Nancy's dad, Lieutenant
Dan
Thompson. Nancy pieces together who really killed her friend,
dum dum dum,
Fred Krueger.
Hey, that's Freddy.
A disfigured man.
Well, he's kind of burnt out.
That wears finger knives and stalks your dreams.
Oh, don't forget he was killed by Nancy's mom after killing 20 children.
Freddy kills Rod and Glenn while Nancy hatches a plan to bring Freddy into the real world and destroy him once and for all.
I don't believe in you.
But after a series of failed booby traps, Nancy realizes the only way to stop a bully is to take away their power over you.
That's right.
Better. Are you worried about that being copyright too?
No. It's just, I found a hard time getting an original clip of that. It's just like all like, listen to it. It's all like. Whoa. Oh, geez, all sound effected up. It's the big drum bass hits.
Lock your door. Five. Oh, shit, someone's coming.
Someone's coming. Get the door.
Get it.
It's an invitation to hell.
No.
Never sleep again.
Oh, my gosh, so scary.
Mm.
I was surprised how little they really concentrated on that. I think that comes more later.
Like, yeah. It's like his calling card, right?
Right.
Right. Now they don't know what his calling card is quite yet, right?
There's a lot to unpack.
Establishing here. It, right?
It's just the beginning.
Mm.
The dawn of Freddy Krueger.
Well, let's talk about this movie. I like the intro. It shows the making of the claw.
Yeah,
the origins of the claw.
The origin story.
Yeah.
And you know, like the Mandalorian blacksmith, he's just like make and do. Do you think he did that in the boiler room? Like he just kind of crawled out of the boiler room and just kind of made those claws with things he could find around. Was it in the school?
See, this is the lore that you don't. So this is what you learn. But he made those to kill those initial 20 children.
So
he had the.
He's not burnt yet.
No, he had the glove of knives before he was burnt.
Why did he want to kill kids? Like, does it talk about that? Or is it just insane?
He was a substitute teacher.
Was he really?
I don't know.
He was just a teacher.
He was a janitor at a high school.
Did something just like...
He got poked and
someone didn't have a hall pass. He's like, you gotta wear... You gotta get a hall pass.
Hall pass.
And so there was little... You know, they're laying the groundwork of the hall pass thing then, if he was a teacher.
It sounds like it, right? She's, you're gonna need a hall pass.
That was actually the creepiest part. Right up to that moment... That whole classroom scene where she's kind of just like sitting there and and all the kids are looking forward and the teachers.
Yeah, they were just like frozen. Yeah,
and she's watching someone like her old friend, Tina.
Tina!
Like being like
dragged
with a body bag.
Yeah.
That was the creepiest
part. What wasn't creepy was the hall monitor.
Right,
with
exactly.
And she's like, hey. Yeah, that, she's kind of dressed like Freddy. They should have just.
Yeah. That ruined it right there.
Yeah.
I was scared.
The series gets quite comical the further you go down the line.
Oh, really?
They almost become comedies, I would say.
Right.
Horror comedies.
Like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
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 You think that's because that's how people... That's what people enjoy.
Vista. I don't know. They just gave Freddy this sense of humor, you know. I guess maybe it just adds to the cynicism of him that he kind of toys with his victims and he has this sort of
and it makes sense.
You know what?
Like yeah, you said he's a horny guy. He's a horny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets his tongue out there.
There wasn't much of it in this, but in subsequent ones, I remember that they do the boobies. They show the boobies, you know,
because boobies.
Typical slasher flick. They've got to show the boobies.
No boobies in this one.
No. So, yeah, there is definitely more occurrences of Horn Dog Freddy in later versions of the film.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm your DJ now, Princey.
Is that in the...
That's in the Will Smith song at the end, yeah.
They mentioned that things get really weird before a big earthquake.
Right.
Is that something that you've heard of before?
I don't know.
Like, ooh. Like, I know a full moon. Like, oh, it's a full moon. The kids are acting weird. But I don't know. Things get weird before a big earthquake.
I don't know.
I feel
We live on the West Coast here, and I think we have a lot more earthquakes than we realize. Like,
right.
I think there's a lot that we don't feel. Have you ever felt an actual earthquake
before?
You
know what? I can't say I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to people who will say, oh, I felt that earthquake this morning. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Mm.
And I haven't felt a thing.
I felt one earthquake before in Mexico.
Oh, I'm not even here.
No. I was on vacation in Mexico and...
on the West Coast?
Never eat soggy. Yes. Yes. The West Coast it is. But they used to bring... We were kind of in this compound, so they had to truck water in, and I was lying awake in bed early in the morning, and I thought what I heard was the water truck coming down the road or whatever, and it just felt this, heard this rumble, and then it got louder and louder and louder, and just, you could feel this rumble wave coming towards you. And then all of a sudden it hit the house and everything shook and my eyes went wide open. I ran outside immediately because, you know, we were in Mexico and I didn't know how much to trust the infrastructure, right? You know, how many siestas were being had during the construction of this place.
So. Are you watching Shogun?
No, no, I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, it's great. It's on the Disney Plus. But the guy from England, who's now in Japan, they had an earthquake. He's like, what is this? What is this earthquake?
In Japan?
Yeah, Japan has earthquakes. So they build create their buildings where it can build it as fast as it comes down.
Mm.
So they're smart about it.
I see.
Unlike Mexico. I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
No, hey, the place stood up. Nothing fell down. Well, then there you go.
Good for you, Mexico.
Yay.
You can survive an earthquake. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So within that first kind of Freddy attacks, there's lots of really cool practical effects that I appreciate.
Yeah. No, they did a good job with some practical effects in this. The upside, the her getting dragged up on the ceiling.
Yeah.
The waterbed explosion.
Yeah. Do you think Ari Aster kind of took some on Hereditary? Because there's some house stuff that he kind of plays with there, where the people are suddenly in the background or up on the ceiling. And
right, like especially at the end there. Yeah. She's, I don't know, pulled some inspiration from good old Wes Craven. Yeah, he, you know, the King of Horror, right?
Yeah.
One of them anyways. I'm sure Ari Aster, being in our age group, grew up on this stuff too, right?
And John Carpenter.
Yeah, grew up on the John.
Yeah, there's some really cool, I love the ceiling canvas, like the stretch of of his face coming through the ceiling. There's kind of like even the iconic kind of shadow against the fence as Freddy's like slowly coming on stage. Like the arms are weird.
And I think the less we saw Freddy in this, the better.
The better, yes.
Yeah, like the less detail. Yeah.
So you gave me a DVD and
grab it.
You gave me a DVD to watch this. And this is, I would assume that this DVD was produced in the 2000s.
Okay.
Because it's called Infinifilm. So like there's like
Infinifilm.
So while you're watching this movie, you can put on the Infinifilm mode.
Yeah. And what does that do?
And it'll almost do like pop-ups.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be like, would you like to watch a behind the scenes interview?
Oh.
Or would you like to watch Freddy kill similar to this in Freddy 4?
Oh.
And then you click on it and then they'll show scenes of like another Freddy film where he did something similar. So there's like, you can see like consistencies or repeats.
Compare the kill scenes.
It's not great because I would have preferred to just watch everything. I didn't want to watch it because I didn't put it on the first time. I watched the film and then I was like, okay, how can I watch the behind the scenes? And the only way I could figure it out is to watch it again, but with the Infinifilm.
I see. On.
So okay. I did that a little bit. But my point was, is that in later films, they really show Freddy a lot and it doesn't look like scars on his face anymore. It just looks like makeup. Like it looks like Tim Curry looked in that Legend movie. Like they look, it just looks like a lot of makeup and not a burnt face.
Right.
So I would say you're right. Less Freddy, the better.
I think that's always seems to be the most.
Like the Jaws mentality.
The truer thing with the less you see, the scarier it is. Yeah. The more you let the mind play.
Right.
What is this? What am I seeing? And you kind of let it, the viewer make it up. I think the scarier it is.
But do you think as it went along, like Robert Englund was kind of like, you need, in my contract, I need to get
X amount of screen time.
I need to be 50% of when you hear me, you need to see me.
Probably not. No. Probably not. I bet he's just so glad he was working at the time.
I got Jennifer Connelly vibes with Nancy. Like I got some Labyrinth.
Really? I got shitty actress vibes from Nancy.
Whoa!
She's horrible, man. Like beyond horrible.
I would say
the only good thing she did was scream for her dad out the window. Dad!
Yeah, and that he's like he tells.
Oh, maybe I should call. Yeah, maybe I should call the lieutenant.
He tells his assistant. The lieutenant tells
us. Yeah, if anything happens to my daughter.
Yeah, if you see. I don't even think he says that. He's like, if you see anything weird, let me know.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, weird? She's like breaking windows, yelling, and he's just like, oh,
Yeah, it takes two broken windows and her to set an indoor house fire for him to be like, well, shit, maybe I should tell the lieutenant about this. Like, oh.
So silly.
What a goof nugget. I don't know. He should have just let her die.
Labyrinth was in 1986. So, yeah.
Two years after.
So maybe they got inspired by Nancy and then gave Jennifer Connelly was Nancy vibes.
Maybe there. Maybe. Typical horror, Tina is on the, you know, she's scared to death of Freddy Krueger, but then when she goes in her dreams, she goes hunting for him. Yeah. You know, she goes walking outside. Is somebody there? You know, and they keep walking towards, like, yo, like, turn around, go back to bed. Like, you're just asking.
But do you find that? Like, I find that, like, when I'm having a bad dream, I propel myself forward, even though it's worse. Like, I'm not when I'm dreaming about something crappy and it's a bad dream, I'm not in my dream, I'm not saying like this isn't the right thing to do, I'm not debating it, I'm just doing it,
right? It just keeps getting worse and worse,
and there's nothing and so when I wake up, that's where I'm like negotiating with myself and saying like, why did you do that, but then I'm like, oh, wait a second, it was just a dream. I wasn't actually making rational decisions. And so maybe there's a part of that too, is like you're just propelling herself into danger because in a dream you don't do anything different. That's all you do. But there is an idea to your point. Like she goes from like high school, you know, I don't know how good, how educated she is, but I don't think she's as educated to make all those booby traps in her house. Like she goes from kind of like, yeah, a little bit like, you know, just a regular student to like, well, I'm going to take Freddy on.
Right. Like and innocent. Help me. Yeah. Daddy, help me. Now she's kind of kicking ass.
She's like Predator or, you know, Conan.
She's Predator?
Well, in Predator, when it was just...
She's got better hair.
When it was down to... what's Arnold Schwarzenegger's character in Predator?
Dutch.
When it's just down to Dutch, he sets all those booby traps up.
Ooh.
And when Conan has got to fight James Earl Jones, he sets all those booby traps up. And when Nancy fights Freddy Krueger, she sets all those booby traps. I believed when it was Dutch and Conan, I did not believe that she would know how to do all those things.
No.
So it was very Home Alone-y.
It's very Home Alone-y.
Very silly. What did you just say?
Home Alone-y.
Home Alone-y.
Baloney. He's dead now because mommy killed him. Some brilliant writing. And what do you think Depp would think now of his role in this, and especially,
you think he even remembers?
I don't think he remembers yesterday. Especially the half shirt tank top that he wears in his desk. Right. Like, what the fuck is that shirt that he's wearing?
Treasure trail down there.
It's my pajama shirt. It just stops at my nipples.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
I'm hot when I sleep. Give me a break.
So. In Back to the Future...
My nipples need air!
Marty McFly had jujubes beside his bed. So when he woke in the morning, he'd grab a handful of jujubes and eat them.
Did he?
Do you remember that in Back to the Future?
I should. It's one of my favorite movies.
I love that about...
I remember him waking up and just...
Yeah, I feel like he's got like a bowl of like jujubes. And he's just like, nom, 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 breakfast of champions. And then
nice.
In Wayne's World, Wayne's got like the licorice in his car. And he pulls licorice from the top of his head.
Okay.
And Nancy's got a big pot of coffee.
Yeah. And when her mom takes her one, she just pulls the second one out from under her bed. Yeah,
it's quite funny. But even there's a part where someone's watching TV. Anyways, there's some weird like bedroom shit where they're like, they've got these big, small box televisions and they're just kind of moving them throughout the room, which really doesn't actually make sense. Was she watching Evil Dead at one point? What's the movie that she's watching?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, at one point someone's watching a horror movie and it looks like it's Evil Dead.
Oh.
Let's figure out when the first, you know,
might be Sam Raimi's first one. First I know the Evil second Dead. One came out in 87.
When was the first Evil Dead movie? 1981. So I think she was watching, that's my prediction.
Maybe.
That she was watching the first Evil Dead movie, which that's freaky.
So what did you think of your...
I watched Evil Dead at Sean's house.
Introduction to the Nightmare. I mean, I know I'm not asking you to rate it right now, but...
Let's rate this.
Did you watch any... Have you seen any more of the Nightmare on Elm Street? No. Let's go through them. So we've got Nightmare on Elm Street 1, right? No.
Yes.
We've got Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
I haven't seen it.
Freddy's Revenge.
Sure.
I'm just naming them off. Yeah. We know you haven't seen them. We've number 3 is The Dream Warriors. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is The Dream Master. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is The Dream Child. We got a bit of a...
The 20 children?
Yeah, a theme going on here. Next one is called The Final Nightmare. Russ Craven's New Nightmare.
Russ Craven's?
Russ Craven's. And then Freddy versus Jason. And then, is that it?
Then, yeah, I guess so.
Really?
I mean, I don't, you tell me, man.
Did you do enough research here? I just feel like there's more than that. I feel like we're missing one or two.
I don't want to argue with you.
The New Nightmare. Oh, you've got it down. And you know what is the best one out of all of these?
Freddy versus Jason.
Freddy versus Jason.
Is it really?
Yeah. So you need to actually watch. And
wasn't Freddy versus Jason filmed in beautiful British
Columbia? Oh, yeah. It would help if you know a little bit about the lore of Freddy and Jason, because it'll make it a little bit funnier.
Oh.
But it is quite a very entertaining movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the best one.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen a Jason movie, a Freddy movie.
Obviously, you need to get your palate wet by watching the first one, but if you're to watch any other Nightmare on Elm Street, it's Freddy versus Jason, in my opinion. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, that's fair. You ready Should to I watch this? A Jason movie then, too?
You've never seen a Jason movie.
I've never seen a Jason movie.
We might need to ask our viewers what the best Friday the 13th movie would be. I don't think the first one, maybe the second one.
Hey, everybody, jarppodcast@gmail.com. That's J-A-R-P podcast@gmail.com. Let us know which Jason I should watch. Jason, what Jason should I watch?
Jason, what Jason should he watch?
Jason, tell me about Jason.
Jason, tell me. Anything else you want to talk about this movie?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
This shit is awesome.
You suck.
You want to go first?
This is the part where we rate it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We don't believe in zeros because someone actually took the time to make a movie. 5 being awesome. 2.5 being where the great outdoors is. And Russ won't use the JARP rating maker, but I do.
But I also honor our California listener, Matt, who was very interested to that we did a podcast this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like, well, make sure you record a really good podcast because I'll be seeing you soon there, Matty.
When did you talk to him?
Oh, I was just texting with him yesterday.
Why not in the group text?
I called him because we're talking about my trip to the Big D.
The Big D?
I'm going to the Big D.
Oh, right, with the fam jam.
The Big D.
You're going to get your Mickey Mouse on?
Get my Mickey Mouse on. So
you're insane.
Yeah, it's spring break.
And we'll get the whole rundown from Russ and the stress. Well,
we were actually thinking about we should call you in Disneyland.
Okay.
And then you could record a podcast and then just talk to us on the phone.
Okay. That works.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun.
So there you go.
We'll review Roadhouse from the road.
The new Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah. You and Mac, I'll go watch it.
Yeah.
Together. And hold hands.
When is it? Is it next weekend?
Make sure you hold hands.
There you go. Sure.
It's Thursday. It comes out Thursday.
This Thursday.
Why do I know that?
Because
I'm a sad, sad man.
Why would you be sad? That sounds amazing.
Well, I can't believe it.
Oh,
I used this JARP rating mate, and I gave this a 3.25.
Wow, that's high.
It kind of is a little high, but okay.
Seems like your JARP rating is faulty.
The points came from the practical effects.
Points for creativity.
And for the memorable figure of Fred Krueger. Like, how can you not give points for the...
There is magic there.
It created
a franchise.
Exactly. It created a franchise off this character, so... Points for the practical and creative effects, and then points for the introduction to Fred Krueger. And everything else was mediocre at best, but this film is not scary anymore. Maybe I've seen it too many times. If you haven't seen the original, then you should do yourself a favor and watch this cult classic. But for those that are fully acquainted with the series, maybe it's best to leave this one in the memory banks and go watch Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh!
I found this quite boring.
Have you seen Freddy vs. Jason recently?
Not recently, no.
So maybe you're wrong with that one, too.
Well, it's got boobs in it, so it can't be that bad.
Okay, I didn't realize. That's what makes a movie watchable for you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
A good set of New York boobs.
You sent me that YouTube video.
You got great New York boobs.
I gave this not as good as The Great Outdoors.
So you're less than 2.5.
Less than 2.5.
Okay.
I appreciate the creativity and that, you know, it obviously spawned what it did. But yeah, the acting I thought was bad. Maybe John.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I'm not arguing with you at all.
You'll give me that.
No.
But yeah, great practical effects. And Robert Englund, good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good
for everybody.
You. Are you guys?
Oh, gross. That's
amazing. Okay, now it's time to talk about Dune 2. We both went and saw it.
We both, not together.
Not together. Russ went to hold my hand. I didn't want to go with him then.
Yeah, you text me. We're talking about going, and then you text me, said, I went with my buddy. My buddy took me. Go without me. I'm not going to see this movie again.
What if I told you that when we did the podcast and we were talking about going, that I already knew that I was going, but I didn't want to mention it because I thought it might hurt your feelings.
Oh, that's fair. I don't think it would hurt my feelings, but it's probably like you'd have to, like, you know, when a conversation just takes too long, you just don't have the time. Yeah. What did you say? I want to actually write down what you said.
Oh, I didn't mind it. Oh, wow. I told you I was going to it.
No, you just I just thought it was funny how you respond. Oh, it was like to our, with our Jason, and it was the text thread between you, me, and Jason.
Right. Right. All right, everybody.
Uh-oh. Spoilers?
Is that a spoiler alert?
Uh-oh.
Well, not really spoilers, but my thoughts.
Anyways, it was a funny text where I just I inferred that you did not enjoy the movie.
Right, it's like, go ahead without me. I'm not interested in seeing it a second time.
Yeah, it was kind of just like a short and sweet.
It wasn't bad. I found it kind of boring. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because the person I was sitting beside smelled like cigarettes and I just wanted to leave.
I hope he listens to the podcast.
No, I don't think so.
Stop smoking the cancer.
Troy, your friend smells like stinky cigarettes.
Troy.
Time to quit smoking.
Time to get a new friend, Troy.
But no, I don't know. I don't know. It was okay.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, you said you did. I had a great time. Yeah. You went with Jonathan.
I went with our buddy.
Mm-hmm.
28, 29, he's my buddy 30th too. Birthday.
Not Jonathan. Not as good as your buddy, but he's still my buddy.
And we had a great time. Nice. We went to
the Barley Merchant.
Our favorite restaurant first.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the hot wings?
We got some wings. We didn't get the hot wings.
Dude.
Wings. I asked him what he wanted. He told me what he wanted.
He wanted salt and pepper.
He wanted the salt and pepper. He's not a hot guy.
That's okay.
He's not a hot guy. Hot. But yeah, great. Good music. Good soundtrack. Good cinematography.
Yeah.
Just fun.
Good effects.
Hollywood people. Yeah. Good effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just enjoyed myself. Would I enjoy myself on an iPad sitting at home as much? Probably not. We watched it in the IMAX. You gotta watch it in the IMAX. You just gotta
go see it on the big screen.
You gotta go, buddy. And that's what
you didn't love it. You're not head over heels about it, but you thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not head over
heels. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. It's no past lives.
No, I could have waited. Oh, how is that?
I've seen past lives. I saw it a long time ago. You've never seen past lives?
No, I know
what
you're talking
about. It's on the Amazon Prime, right? You go watch it right now.
Okay.
It's great. Past lives is amazing.
Is it?
It's nothing like you would not need to watch it on the IMAX, though. It's just a nice, good story.
A romantic movie, right?
A romantic movie.
But two people that are coming back together when they're adults and they're kids and they played with each other's genitalia on the playground when they were kids, and then they come back as adults and they're, I play with you now. Right?
Your genitalia, it's different.
It's bigger.
What happened to your genitalia?
It's hairy.
It's not an Italian film, but it sounds like.
No, but we are.
We are Italian. Especially when you
say. It's me, Mario.
Look at my genitalia. Luigi, stop playing with your genitalia.
Hey.
What are you thinking about Princess Peach?
I watched Madame Web.
Oh, what is your problem?
I just did it for fun so I could laugh at it. That's exactly what I did the whole. It is fucking horrible. Horrible.
You should have watched Past Lives.
I probably should have.
Yeah.
I wanted just to see how bad this was, and it is like.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler warning.
Spoilers.
Like, it's just a badly made film. Yeah, like
the choices.
Like, this guy has this bad Spider-Man has a premonition that these three sort of spider girls kill him.
Okay.
So it's the three young girls in the movie, not Dakota Sydney Johnson. Sweeney, yeah.
And all those.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney and her girlfriends. But anyway, he has a premonition.
That they're going to kill him.
And they're all dressed up in spider suits and they have powers, but they don't get powers for the entire movie.
Right.
At all.
Doesn't happen.
It must have been saved for the sequel.
It's a setup movie for a movie that's never going to happen.
And Dakota Johnson doesn't even kind of figure out her powers until an hour and a half into the movie of a 2-hour
So no one has powers.
No one has powers.
Bad Spider-Man.
That Spider-Man's got powers.
Yeah. Are they like
the writing Jason is horrible? Yeah, okay. The acting is horrible. Like, oh,
just so bad.
Why? How this ever got greenlit? Or how they could watch this and be like, yeah, let's release this.
Well, what's the one? What's the one where the because Sony owns all the bad guys, so Sony can
Venom. Make
Venom, right? So yeah. that's why they greenlit this shit, because Venom's so successful. This is why there's Morpheus and why there's
another horrible one.
What is the they're going to release another one very soon.
No, no. Tell me about American Fiction.
I watched it. I'm trying to watch all the Oscar ones. Right. So now that they're coming on streaming. I thought it was fine. It was good. Fine.
What'd you think of Cillian Murphy's win there?
Yeah,
and Robert Downey Jr., you were pretty adamant that you thought he was going
to
win.
Well, he was winning everything leading up to the Oscars.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were, I was happy for him. I was happy for all of them. They all won. Even Barbie.
Everybody won.
Everybody
except Greta Gerwig. She didn't win.
No, but I mean, Ryan Gosling won the night, and that's Greta Gerwig.
True enough.
That's like her movie, even though they didn't win other than Billie Eilish's song, they still...
Do you think if they...
They still were there, present. They were present.
If they let them perform and then voted for best song, do you think Billie Eilish would have still won, or do you think I'm Just Ken would have won?
I mean, I think Just Ken should have won for sure. But yeah, it's a great question. Hmm. Because everyone in that room... Aren't they the people that are voting?
Yeah. It's all amongst your peers.
The director's branch, the actor's branch.
Everybody that's won an Academy Award gets to vote.
No.
Yeah, they become part of the voting committee.
So everyone that votes on Academy Award are past winners?
I believe so. And then there's others part of it, too.
And okay, so that's just a piece of the pie.
A fraction of them, yeah.
A piece of the genitalia. You know what?
It's so much bigger now.
Do you know what I did see since you? Okay, after you watch Past Lives,
did you see my genitalia
on Disney Plus?
Why are you covering your eyes?
They've got.
Why are you closing your eyes?
Because that helps me communicate.
Oh yeah, he's trying to visualize. Russ closes his eyes. You know you can visualize better with your eyes open.
Really?
Yep. It's true.
I'm a terrible communicator.
It's true. You know, people when you're trying to visualize something, keep your eyes open,
and you'll get there faster.
Supposedly.
But I think I close my eyes and then I just struggle.
You're just like, I don't want to look at Sean right now.
You look like you're jerking.
He's giving me a boner.
Surprise, surprise.
Big genitalia.
I'm All of Us Strangers.
Huh?
All of Us Strangers is a film.
Okay.
On Disney Plus. I recommend you watch it.
Is it the alien one?
No.
It's no. What was that?
No alien. I don't know what the alien
was. What was the alien? The girl that didn't speak. There was like no dialogue in the whole movie.
Similar
kind of funny name like that. Yeah, yeah, you saw it too.
No, I never saw it.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. It's a girl from Booksmart.
Yeah, Olivia.
Sure.
Hearst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's All of Us Strangers. It's a love story between these two guys, but it's also like one of the guys is also kind of processing his parents' death. And he's like a movie writer and he's writing the script. And so it's, and I don't know, it's like super, it brings out all the feels. It brought all the feels for me, and I would recommend watching All of Us Strangers.
I thought you didn't have many feelings.
I don't.
You just get them when you watch movies.
Right, exactly. Like I bury them deep inside and then the
movies
have the key and they unlock
it. And that's probably always when you're watching movies by yourself.
Yeah, and I go,
yeah.
Leah's in bed. Leah's like, what's wrong?
Nothing. Don't look at me. Wait, look at me.
Your genitalia.
It's bigger.
It's so big now. It's the movies.
It's
the movies.
Well, you know what it's time for?
Uh-oh.
Random movie trivia game. Actually...
Oh, you know,
got the cue right this time.
I watched Triangle of Sadness last night too.
Oh,
I love that movie. I bought the Criterion.
Oh, that wasn't the first time you've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just love
the shit part.
Oh, I just laughing the whole time. It's so good.
So what's? Have we talked about that?
Have we talked about it?
What's? Uh oh.
Spoiler warning! Spoiler warning! Four.
We talked about the.
Can you
the
relax? Ending
relax. The last shot is Buddy just running. Relax, looks like he's running for his dear life through the forest.
Right.
What's going on?
Okay, so Definitely spoil warning. Everyone should watch.
I just hit the button.
I just. Well, we're really gonna get. We got to really get into this now. Okay, so
not too. I gotta pee really bad.
I love because I love status. So the movie happens, right? So it's all these people on a cruise, all these rich people on a cruise. Maybe some are influencers. The ship blows up by pirates.
Stranded on an island.
A few people survive. Stranded on an island, and then the status shifts. So it's like the cleaner now has the highest status because she can catch the fish.
She's a survivalist.
She's a survivalist. Everyone else is dependent on her. She has the status. So then they realize that they're not just on a deserted island. They're actually on a retreat island, like an island with...
Yeah,
like,
they're on a resort, but just on the backside
of it. On the backside of the resort. And so at the same time, the lady with the stroke sees one of those guys walking along the beach with the hats. And so as he's going like, oh, can I get you a hat or a watch? The other two people are with the highest status and low status are on the other, or went for a walk, and they find the actual resort, entrance to the resort. So I think Buddy is like Harris Dickinson's character is running across the island because he's seen the guy with the hats, and he's like, wait a second, we're not on a deserted island, we're saved.
So you think he's running?
He's running to be like I've got news for you, we're saved. Because he is running with like almost like the fear of death in him.
It looks like he's running from worried. Something.
I think he's worried. I think he thinks something's going to happen. And if they know that they're not on a...
He's trying to save his life.
He's trying to save... her life, maybe. Mm. He's trying to say, he knows that if they discover they're not alone, that because there's the whole idea where the Abigail's character, Abigail, who I guess played by Donnie De Leon, she plays Abigail, who's now high status now, grabs the rock and is going to like kill Yaya.
Yeah.
And so maybe he senses this is what's going to happen. He senses this.
Oh, maybe he's running to save her.
So he's running to be like, oh, Jesus, like they need to know. Anyway, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Good movie.
It could make sense to anybody? A couple different things, right? That's what I like about
That's what I like about it.
Yeah. Is that I was like, what?
There's a lot of.
The movie ends and you're like,
it made me think.
Yeah. Made me think.
This movie makes me think.
You know what else makes me think?
Trivia questions. So we have four questions each. We've never seen these cards before. We've never seen these questions before. We're going to take turns asking them. Whoever gets the most questions right wins.
Everything.
Wins everything.
Wins the world.
Do you want me to ask you first?
Sure.
Okay, let me take a sip of...
Sip it.
Good. Room temperature Guinness. It's the drought stout. Ready? What song is the mantra of the Lego universe in the Lego movie?
Everything is special.
Final answer?
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Tell me the title of the song, please.
Everything is special?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Everything is awesome.
Awesome. Shit.
Everything is special.
Oh, technicality.
I mean, you've been winning, so I'm not going to give it to you because you've been winning the last couple ones, so you can go frig yourself.
Okay. Remind me next time not to give you any sort of... well, whatever.
You don't have to remind. It's going to happen right now.
Be quiet. Nicole Kidman and Robin Williams provide voices for what animated movie about penguins?
Happy Feet.
Jesus. You knew that one quick.
Yeah, George Miller, man. I'm just so...
Oh, yeah, George Miller.
It's so George Miller in the brain, buddy. I had a big conversation with Jonathan as we were watching the trailers for Dune 2. And I'm like, dude, Furiosa. He's like, what? Tell me more.
And then Jonathan was like...
no idea. He had no idea.
Jonathan. Meet me in the playground at 3:30 while I whisper in your ear. Let's wrestle. Let's wrestle, Russell.
Okay, you ready?
This is IMAX. Nobody can see us.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What Christopher Nolan film has the tagline, when 400,000 men couldn't get home, home came for them?
Dunkirk.
Hey, good for you. Could have said Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
you gotta.
Well, not 400 men came for you. Only just one big bomb.
Academy Award winning.
Who does John Travolta play in Pulp Fiction?
What is his character's name?
Character's name in Pulp Fiction. John Travolta.
Break. Oh man, like I could see like Samuel Jackson like saying his name. Quarter pounder with cheese. I just hit the microphone. I don't know, man. I don't know.
TV's not gonna help.
Zed's dead, man. Zed's dead. I don't know. Uma Thurman. I don't know. Bruce Willis. I don't know. I don't know.
Take a guess.
Can you give me initials? Give me the first. No, letter you didn't of the give first me. Name.
No.
I asked you many times if you were
V.
Oh no, I wouldn't say Victor. And then I thought that I would like a Venus or like an Italian name, like Vinny or Vinny.
Close. Vince Vega.
Vince Vega. Vince Vega.
Doesn't she do that on the microphone? And who are you? And who are you here with tonight? When they do the dance contest, it just goes up.
I haven't seen that.
My cousin's driving in her car right now, and she's just about got an accident. When
which cousin is this?
You know, take your pick.
I'd like to choose. Ready?
Yep.
Emma Thompson won the Best Actress Oscar. In 1993, her role in what movie?
Howard's End. That's hilarious.
I got that.
I would have never known that unless we watched Howard's End.
See, it helps.
Well, the things that come out of that, right?
You work if you're working it.
Okay, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks plays prison guard Pa Edgecombe. In what movie?
The Green Mile.
There you go.
So if you
two to two,
phrase the character's name in that type of question, I'll get it.
How many have I had right? You've got two. Two out of three.
Yeah, two out of two. Two, two.
I've got two.
You got two, I got two.
Okay.
Right?
Is this the last one?
Last one for you.
Okay.
In what Tim Burton film do Martians attack the Earth?
Mars Attacks.
What a stupid fucking game.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Who wrote and directed Pan's Labyrinth?
Oh, I want to say Benicio del Toro. It's not Benicio del Toro. It's the guy who, in The Way of the Water, is the guy who made Pinocchio. It's like a Totoro name. It's like, you know. Yeah, I'll give it to you. You can take it. Oh, it's right there. It's right there. I can't get it.
Oh. And we're back.
Oh, no, I was just going
to... People don't know. They don't know that I had to go quickly pee.
Well, at a moment where you were going to claim your victory.
I was going to claim my victory, yes.
Can you tell me the director's name?
Guillermo del Toro. And only,
Guillermo del Toro. Right, of course.
I mean, I've got the card.
Yeah.
So.
And I've got the bad memory.
That's right.
Forget actors' names and directors' names. Hey, buddy, we did it.
Hey, you know what? I hope you have a good sleep tonight, all right? No nightmares.
Yeah, I don't want a night.
All right.
I don't want to dream of Freddy.
All right. Yeah.
See you soon.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.